What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Chris Jericho has me on his cruise.
It's cool.
The Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea.
Holy shit.
Pro wrestling, heavy metal, and comedy. That's me versus Hornswoggle. That was awesome.
The horniness to hockey A to B is crazy right now.
Yeah.
Is there another thing?
There's off campus, which is the straight version of heated rivalry.
I'm out.
Right.
I'm out.
No. Well,
you want to see them clap those cheeks?
That's what I'm saying. What? I don't like that. I don't like that. Stolen Valor.
Well, it should be the inverse. It like that off campus comes up first, and then they're like, "How do we up the stakes?"
Right.
Dick.
Steaks.
Meat. Medium
dick.
Rare.
Yes.
Rare. Medium rare.
More steak.
Raw.
More
raw. I like raw meat.
Sashimi. But both those shows came out in the same year. Like,
don't like it.
This uptick of hockey is out of nowhere. But
I'm
then you're thinking about it. You're like, what other sports could there be that could make the gay route? Marty Supreme? I don't know.
Soccer.
He could have been sucking on a paddle.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Balls. A lot of dudes.
Right.
Shin guards if you want to get on your knees.
Yeah.
Am I cooking right now?
I actually think that is because
a lot of flopping.
Flopping?
Yes. If you're around the wrong guy, you're flopping.
Yeah.
If you come too quick, red card.
Red cards. Come on, man.
Yes, dude.
Let's go.
I think that's the only other sport because you need some physical contact. You need some like aggression. I was trying to think boxing, but boxing, there's no team.
Okay.
You know what we're missing?
What's that?
Football.
Yeah.
Shift, set, hike, finger me.
Hold up, because the linebacker's got to be making some direct eye contact.
100.
I mean,
They're interlocking the fingers.
Yeah, you got the quarterback whose hands are right under the center's ball sack, feeling the heat.
Yeah.
Feeling that
what
muscle.
I want to see one time is I want to see the quarterback come back.
Yeah.
And then smell his fingers when he's about to throw. That's what I want to see.
Or the opposite. He kind of like gives a little like,
yeah, they'll
touch.
Like
maybe if they don't want
on two.
Hold up, if they don't want to give away plays, they should call the plays on the ass instead of like out loud like
right.
Like he just goes like 1 2 3 like Morse code.
The only problem
one, two,
with that,
three,
The only problem with that is the center is the only one that knows the play.
Oh, I mean, but they all hold hands. I can feel it kinetically. What is it?
That's the only one who has to know at that point.
Honestly, kind of true.
He's sending him signals.
Yeah.
I like this.
Or that's like a, what are you doing after the game? Morse code.
Oh,
but that's where like the heated rivalry play could come in.
Yes.
Right.
Cock code is what they call it.
How do they go straight to hockey when football has a tight end?
Because what was the...
I mean, dude,
now we're cooking.
Now we're going.
But I also feel like that would be the show that would make sense because like football is mostly masculine, manly, like dudes, chicks.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be the one that would make sense. It's the cool, hot quarterback who deep down is a little. But isn't there a show? Wasn't there a movie about that? What's Sunshine? Isn't there,
Sunshine?
There's a football.
That's
movie.
What my grandfather calls me.
Yeah,
there's a football movie where
remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Oh, Sunshine, the character.
Right? What was his?
Okay.
What was his
there
arc?
There was no homoerotic in Remember the Titans.
With the dude's name Sunshine?
Yeah, but he just had long hair and he liked men. But what? Other than that.
Yeah. he just sucked dick. Doesn't mean he was gay.
Yeah, I mean, come on, dude.
He's trying to get a championship.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
I'm saying.
Does what he needs to do.
Correct. That's a real Heisman right there. What was the last hockey show before this rampant hockey year?
Mighty Ducks. That's what I was thinking. Called it Mighty Dicks. But there's kids, so never mind.
Yeah,
Is it cake? They go like, can they make it gay? And it's just any show that you can just make gay.
I mean, honestly, guys, any show.
Rugrats.
Yeah, the answer is
never mind. They're kids.
Hold on.
The last hockey movie was called Goon.
What?
Gooners.
Goon. Yeah, that was Sean William Scott. And it's called Stifler, and he's the goon, and I'll say yes, he was.
So the goon is the guy that like gets in fights, right?
Yeah,
I don't know anything about hockey.
He's the enforcer. So
the word has changed over the years.
Yes.
Tell me you're not into sports without telling me you're not into sports,
dude. I got into sports like 3 years ago, and it's heavy football, but everything else I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah.
I love sports growing up, and then I don't know what happened. I just fully lost it. Like
women.
you got
invested in women.
Yeah.
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 But okay. I love baseball growing up. I love watching McGuire. Mark.
Watching McGuire's.
Yeah. Crazy. You like roids.
Right now, Sammy the Sosa. World Cup is going on.
The World Cup is going on.
Anyone into soccer at all? But what blew my mind? What's happening?
I've been to a World Cup.
World Cup?
I went to one in Brazil.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, not the strip club. Did you actually go?
I went and saw football.
Football Americano!
Being played at the highest level. And
how insane are the fans out there?
Oh, I saw Brazil versus Chile. And to watch the Brazilian fans literally like live and die with every play was insane.
Nobody sitting down once, right?
No. One guy would make a wrong pass and there'd be guys like, "Well, I'm going to jump off the it was insane."
Yeah, I mean, if you go to a soccer game, you got to bring like a box cutter. Like people are insane.
Oh, I thought you just meant a box so I could see.
I mean, honestly, like, yes.
Stand up.
Right, were you like, "Guys, every play you got to stand."
every play.
Excuse me, sir, can I get on your shoulders?
Yes.
Is there anything
chanting. I got mugged. That was fun.
You got mugged?
In Brazil. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By a
person.
Okay. Okay.
So what's funny about it is that when I got my visa from the State Department, they told me to bring a fake wallet and a fake phone for when I got mugged.
What?
That's what they told me at the State Department.
I love that.
And I did. So when I was getting mugged, I was literally laughing. So I'm like, oh my God, I've trained for this.
Yeah.
And I just gave him the fake wallet and the fake
phone. Did
you
like act a little bit? Or you're like, here's my wallet with money.
Oh no, don't take this thing with all of my money. Like, yeah,
where,
I was
But where
happy.
Was your real wallet and real phone?
In a fanny pack.
Yeah. Oh, so they
hilarious
just thought-
if you gave him the real one. He goes, thank God I sold my phone. Fuck!
Fuck!
It's a calculator!
TI-89, what do I do with this?
Spell boobs.
See, kids, TI-89 was a calculator back in the day.
Dude,
see, a calculator was that thing that
did the stuff.
So
how did they, with a gun, with a bang bang?
Yeah.
Wow, actually, and where were you? Walk me through this.
I was in Rio, and we had a-
The movie? Sorry.
I wish. We had a few days off in Rio, and we went to the beaches, we went to some nice restaurants, and coming home from one of the bars that night, that's when they pulled the gun. And they said wallet, phone.
So you were just walking down the sidewalk or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just like how many dudes?
Three.
Three.
Wait, I think I've heard this story before on a podcast. Can you talk about it?
I talk about it in a special. In the special, I did a joke where I said I loaded the fake phone up with dick pics,
<That's great>.
which not true, unfortunately. But I didn't have that much presence of mind. But yeah, I got it. And I've never thought that I would laugh when a gun was pointed at me, but I for sure laughed.
Was there any danger feeling, or were you like, oh, I've heard about this?
I didn't think there would be because I thought, well, this is where the white privilege comes in, where I'm like, they're not going to kill a white American here. That's going to cause a war.
Yeah.
So here you go. Here you go, you little whippersnapper. Here's your phone and your wallet. But yeah.
Pat him on the head when you
leave. Yeah. But so it was wild.
In the fake wallet you had, did you jazz it up a little bit? Like put like a fake AI photo of
you gotta put
head,
like a condiment
Monopoly
there.
Money.
Yeah. I put a few bucks in there just so it looked like it was a real wallet.
Right.
But yeah, then my actual spending money was in the fanny pack.
And they didn't ask you for your fanny pack?
No. Damn. Because all they wanted was to get in and get out very quickly. So as soon as you hand them stuff, then they're like, yeah, that's a phone. That's a wallet. Fuck
so
off.
So what the phone was like a it looked like a kind of a burner phone?
It was an old phone that I had, and I just wiped it. It was to tell you how long ago it was a BlackBerry.
Wow.
And they're like, cool, this will do. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so – and so no fear, just hand them the stuff, and they just ran off?
I had more fear when my brother-in-law that I was with wanted us to get on a motorcycle taxi. That was when I had most fear.
I saw motorcycle taxis in Africa, which is so interesting because it's just some dude's meat riding up on you. And they're not smooth roads out there.
No.
So you're bouncing and grinding.
And you're
the entire
are you
trip.
In the front?
No, I'm on the back, like holding on.
Well, of course you're
like
on the back. I'm saying, Trevor, where are you?
Backpack.
No. I was laughing. You're in the back. But the funny part is, like, do you hold on or do you not?
Hold on.
Like, I love when I see two guys sharing a motorcycle, but the guy's like has his arms off as if that's the part that would constitute it as being a little on the
Your dick is inside
side
of his asshole. And you're like,
that was staying on.
No, dude.
Yeah, no. If I'm on the back of a motorcycle, I'm a damn koala. Like, I'm just on you. Like, it's going to look like I'm Yoda in Empire Strikes Back. I'm just on your back the whole time.
Is that a man or a backpack?
Both.
Just put JanSport on your t-shirt?
1,000%. I've been married for 8 years now, so I don't care if I look gay. I don't care.
Of course.
It's not a thought anymore. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, on the wedding day, and I'm sorry, I just don't know a whole lot.
Sure.
On the wedding day, are you stepping on something? Or you're just raw dogging it.
Oh,
or she kneeling down.
Wait,
or is that later?
Is this for the sex when you're saying raw dogging it? Yeah. Yeah, it's your wedding night. Yeah, no. You don't fucking wear a condom on that night. What's wrong with you?
I would hope not. There's got to be people who wear condoms on the wedding night.
Yeah, they're called Mormons.
Yeah, the Mormons.
But
aren't they trying to impregnate a family immediately?
Oh,
not
you're
a
right.
family,
That's
but
true.
Impregnate
you're
to
right.
get a family.
That's
right.
true.
Okay, so wedding day.
Impregnate a whole family is crazy.
Even the dog's like.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. That
just saying.
That's a stat Nick Cannon doesn't even have.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Factor. Guys, we're excited to talk about Factor, okay? For me, eating healthy is not really a willpower problem. It's a setup problem, all right? If I don't have something ready to go, that's when I end up making a horrendous choice. That's why Factor makes a lot of sense for us, okay? I use this and so should you. Factor delivers fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs straight to your freaking door, okay? They're ready in 2 minutes, you heard me. 2 minutes. So you can stay on track without having a meal plan, go to the grocery store, prep, cook, or clean up. Okay. Factor also has meals built around different goals, whether that's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, or GLP-1 support for strength and workout recovery. You can check out Factor's Muscle Pro Collection. The meals are fresh, never frozen, and they have over 100 rotating weekly options, including Mediterranean and Asian-inspired flavors, so you're not just eating the same freaking thing every single week. They also have add-ons like green juices, I love those, and energy bites to round things out. So head to factormeals.com/socks50off and use our code SOCKS50OFF to get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscription only while supplies last until 9/27/2026. Ladies and gents, I use this and so should you. Again, head to factormeals.com/SOCKS50OFF and use our code SOCKS50OFF to get 50% off. Go do it.
God damn.
Wedding day photos.
Yep.
You're at the vow altar.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just how you and your wife always are.
It's how it is.
There was no
booster seat.
I'm just an idiot. I think I don't
told
know.
Her to wear heels.
Yeah, she's got
to feel hot.
Yeah,
right.
Like I'm like you wear heels. You feel hot.
Yeah.
That and my thing is like I feel better when I'm with a tall hot lady.
Yes.
Like go tight as hot, go as high as you want.
Keep going.
That just shows how funny I am.
Yeah.
Or how big of a dick you got.
Yeah. Wait.
All right, he'll whip it out after the commercial
break. I don't
want
to lie on a podcast, but
let me ask you this. Can I ask you the most hack question? What is the tallest woman that you've ever dated?
6'2"
Shut
damn.
Up.
Yeah, collegiate volleyball player.
No. Yo.
Yes. It
did
was
she
awesome.
Use you as the ball?
She spied you into the bedroom? She used me.
Really?
It was great. It was
Bradley,
wonderful.
Bradley, walk me through this, sir.
I think we both did it for the same reason. Just like,
wow.
We got to find out what happens.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a Mythbusters episode.
Yeah. We just want to walk down the street, hold hands, and make everyone go, the fuck? Like, that's
got to be fun.
That was the goal. We wanted to horrify our parents.
How long did you guys date for?
It was about 7 months.
Okay, so
months.
This is like six yeah. time. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty
yeah,
solid.
Yeah, it was solid, man. Dude, I had range. Like, shortest woman I ever dated was 3'7". So that's, yeah, I don't have a type. People are like, do you prefer dwarf, tall? It's like, nah, man, I just like whoever likes me.
Yeah.
3'7", and you are how tall?
4'4". So that is like about here
so in,
on me.
Oh, so in that realm of things, are you like, this bitch short?
Or yeah.
Really?
That was,
did
funny.
You,
it was awesome.
What is there like a, oh, you just said whoever likes you. So you don't really have a preference. So,
nah.
So did you go from 6'2 to the other lady? Or
no, I went, I was dating pretty much exclusively dwarf women until I was like 24, 25.
Okay.
And that's when I really started to get funny.
Oh, okay.
We see what's going on here.
And then I'm like,
was that
hey.
A measure of your success on how funny you were when you're like, I just dated a 5 foot girl, and now a 5 foot three girl, and now a 5'7 girl,
and then you bomb one time and you go, all right, 5'3.
Back down. Yeah, there was definitely that where it's like, oh, that's like a status symbol, at least for me.
Is there something in the dwarf world where if a girl sees you back when you were single, that like she feels like she almost has a pass to you?
Like
you would look at her and be like, well, obviously he'd want to hit on me.
Yes.
And that's just not true.
To be honest with you, it's like, so, all right, now, do you guys know about the conventions?
I know nothing about anything.
No.
No, but I'm very.
No.
Okay.
And you're such a funny comedian, so I don't want to harp on this too much, but this is just so new to us.
Yeah. So there's dwarf conventions. And you go, and it's like over 1,000 little people in one hotel.
Wow.
And
one room?
One room, one drawer.
It's a clown car.
Yeah.
No shit.
I mean, it's funny because there has been like, there have been cases where there's been like 8 or 9 in a room. Because it gets pretty freaky at these.
I was gonna say, I feel like that's almost. It's like a convention, sure.
Meet well, because you're, you know, it's like my friends who went to like a Jewish camp tell me the same thing, where it's like, you go to Jewish camp, and you get a year's full of dating in like a week and a half.
You do
it all, and like for a little person, it's like for the whole year you're kind of friend zone. You're everybody's buddy. You're everyone's pal. And then all of a sudden you go to a convention and you're like, oh, I'm hot. I am fucking hot.
That's
so
awesome.
You use it. You have fun. You also can't get mad when your friend dates your ex. Can't.
Just limited pool?
Yeah, there's not that many out there. So it's like,
So how many people are at these conventions, and where is there one in every state?
You got plans for this?
No, I'm trying to visualize.
You're too tall. Fuck.
Yeah, there's the reverse line. Like, must be below this line to get
in. Is it really?
Holy shit. No.
Oh, okay.
Opposite roller coaster.
That's a clown, whatever. But yeah, every year in the summer is the national convention where that gets the most people. There's events throughout the year, but then every summer that's the big one. So yeah, I'm going this year, taking the family. We're going to New Orleans.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, it's not there every year. It changes every year.
That's so
someone's gonna be walking down Bourbon Street drunk as fuck, see like 8 to 12 little people just hanging out,
and you don't even need to throw a necklace, you just throw a bracelet if you want to see something. Dwarf tits.
See them dwarf titties.
Wow.
Dude, I was so proud. One of the richest women on OnlyFans is a dwarf.
Is she?
Erica, you know her last name.
I don't.
Erica Calabrizzi?
Calabunga?
Yeah, I mean, once you subscribe. But she's she made over $20 million in a year.
And is that just a lot of curious people?
I hope so. Yeah. For her. That's great. Yeah, people have their curiosities, and that's totally fine. Like, when I was single, people would ask, like, okay, yeah, you guys seen her on TikTok and stuff.
You pulled that up oddly quick. So I have a question. So
now your algorithm's fun.
where does the dump truck come from?
Oh, the ass? Yeah.
Because the fellas, shit. The girls.
Holy shit.
Dude,
yeah,
are you kidding me?
Wow.
That's
holy
an ass.
Shit. Bro.
That's an ass right
that's
there.
That's 34 yeah. waist. You got a dump truck
yeah,
on you.
Yeah, it is pretty extreme. Like, it's awesome. So.
And your jeans are mislabeled because it says 3430
centimeters.
Take a hacksaw to these things. Yeah, the ass comes from my spine, not to get too technical, but my spine curves out at the bottom,
yo.
Like more than most. So, yeah. That,
so you're born with a BBL.
Really? It's pretty ridiculous.
Do you know any dorks that got BBLs?
No. Why,
they would
why,
do a reduction,
why would
if
we?
Anything.
Right.
Yeah, no need. That's yeah. like... Yeah, yeah. So it's just born into it, and you know there's a fascination, and for some people that's freaking great. I don't care that if there's a fascination. That's how I got laid a lot in my 20s. So
yeah.
really,
oh yeah,
having a
like,
dump truck.
Oh well, people just like, oh, you feel? Don't you feel exploited? I'm like, no, I'm coming. Like, it's hard to feel exploited when like. Yeah.
It's also your everyday
determined.
Life, so
yeah.
you're probably used to whatever, anything you've ever heard and whatnot.
Exactly. Well, you know, what two consenting adults are doing, that's great.
How long do these conventions last? I'm still stuck on the convention.
Yeah, a week.
A week.
So you'll go through like a year's worth of dating in a week. You'll
wow.
get like three or four girlfriends.
A week. What is the, what are they, is there like speakers?
Yeah.
What? So what it, like, is it like a,
speakers,
like a Tony Robbins
doctors,
type convention?
There's, now, this is where I will laugh very hard and I shouldn't, but. It's funny. There are sporting events.
Goddamn.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Summer can be great, but it can also get overwhelming fast. All right. Travel picks up, schedules change, kids are out of school, and it can feel like you're trying to make the most of the season while also keeping up with everything else. Okay. A lot of people spend summer saying yes to every single plan, every trip, every obligation, and then suddenly the season that was supposed to feel relaxing starts to feel like something you're just trying to get through. All right. That's where therapy can help. It gives you a place to better understand what you need, set boundaries, and build a version of summer that actually feels good for you. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform with over 30,000 therapists, and they have served over 6 million people globally. BetterHelp therapists are fully licensed in the U.S. and they help match you based on your needs and preferences. If the match is not right, you can switch to a different therapist at any time. All right. We are a massive proponent here at Sif Sox for therapy. Okay. Go find happiness. Go find love. Be a better son. Be a better daughter. Okay. Be a better partner. Just be a better person. Okay. So you don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/socks. That is betterhelp.com/socks.
Goddamn.
And it is
I am
awesome.
Going to New Orleans. Wait, is it like a Wolf of Wall Street type of thing?
There's a big Target. Yeah. It's just normal sporting events. It's track and field. It's basketball. Nobody knows how to rebound. yeah, we're
with those asses, waiting. You probably box out someone really well, though.
Very
yeah.
true.
Yes, sir.
Very true. So yeah, it's soccer. Like, it's a bunch of sporting events, and it's awesome. Like, it because now I play basketball. And I'm like, oh, I can see the basket. I can rebound. I like I could actually play.
Can
it's
I ask
great.
An ignorant question? How tall is the rim?
10 feet.
Shut Why up. Would it be any different, asshole?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was
guys.
About, yeah, I was about to ask the same question. Yeah.
I mean, it would be fun to have a bunch of five-foot rims and just have like a bunch of dwarf Vince Carters trying
dude,
to throw
a
down
dunk?
The
dude, a dunk contest
would
bring in $40 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That would do numbers.
Let's put it before the next Jake Paul fight.
Dude,
before
I'm
the next Jake Paul
dude,
fight
is
a
But,
dwarf
I mean, like,
Vince
think
dunk
about
contest.
What they're airing these days. It's like they have Power Slap. It's like, okay,
yeah,
that's cool. That's cool.
Why not?
What about five-foot hoops?
Yes. They
Windmill
did,
dunks.
Yeah, they did a... Slam ball, where they had trampolines.
I loved that sport.
That was so much fun, right?
It was great, dude.
Yeah, because
that sport was crazy.
That's every kid growing up, if you had the friend or if you had a trampoline, every kid like moved the trampoline under the basketball hoop. We all tried it at least once. God knows I did.
Yeah.
So fun.
That was the only time I dunked. That and Little Tykes. And that was 2 weeks ago. A lot of fun.
So
what were you trying to show?
These two guys, or this one guy breaks the other guy's ankles. It's just.
Oh yeah, oh. That I've okay. seen that clip. That's awesome.
My man's got
crossed
handled.
Him over.
Jesus, dwarf you basketball. Have even if, you have to make that shot after.
Oh yeah,
that's the old, that's the bow on top.
Yeah, I think he did. But yeah, oh, that's my God. Yeah, because there used to be. I don't know if they're still around. There used to be like professional dwarf basketball teams, but they would go around and like play charity events. You could hire a team of dwarves to play. Like they played a bunch of radio DJs out here in LA, but like yeah, you could hire a team.
Dude,
of
that's
dwarves.
Like
I don't know, like a team building. It's like it's like you have your accounting firm against little people. I don't know.
It's kind of like when like the hoop, university though. Of yeah. like mm-hmm. big colleges oftentimes for preseason will play like the worst college ever.
Right.
So just to get the morale up, it's kind of like that.
That's who the Washington Generals play.
Yes.
Right. Like before they go out.
Like
and play
I
the
went to school in the Bay Area at San Jose State, and they had yep. D1 football.
Yep.
I mean, they're not good, but like. They're playing USC this year. Like last year, they played Alabama.
I was about
Alabama.
To say, I went to USC. I remember many a game versus San Jose State going, yeah. All right, this is our warm-up.
Dude, we would get so excited and get trampled. We would be excited for a field goal.
Yeah.
We'd walk away with three and be like, I mean, that's pretty good offense.
Why do they do that?
Why does morale up?
But why does yeah? No, I understand why USC would do it. But why would San Jose State be like, oh hell yeah? Is it like
money?
Like money? Yeah, money. All right.
Money and also like if they do have the you know the upset, there is that like that'll make some
because that does happen. I don't know about
for
football,
sure.
But that definitely happens.
Yeah, right after like we're near the same age, but like right after we got out of school, there was a Appalachian State upset Michigan in like the biggest.
Yeah.
Like it was like the biggest upset
and
ever.
And that sets your season up greatly if you're the underdog.
Dude, Appalachian State, who's their mascot? A fucking pain pill?
I think it's like a pirate or a dog or some shit. But also, these shitty schools like to do it to see what an arena filled with fans looks
That's
like.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like San Jose State's football is so bad, they took half the standout and made it like just concrete and put art on it.
Yeah, that sounds.
That, I mean, that's
that
like
sounds
the curtain.
Like San Jose.
Yeah, it's a curtain at the back of the comedy club. When they're like, "You're not selling tickets, pull the curtain." They're like, "It's a new mural. It's a viewing box for announcers."
Right.
Yeah, you just cut 5,000 tickets that you weren't selling.
1,000%.
Go Spartans. What is your? What's been your favorite kind of thing that you were able to do that you maybe like didn't think you'd be able to because of having dwarfism? Like, is there anything where you're like? Honestly, a lot of this sucks, but you're like, this is kind of sick. Like, the opportunity you got to do.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Sorry, that was the wordiest question I ever asked.
No. It's a good one because it's like, well, because now I'm having that debate in my head. Like, well, what have I gotten to do because I'm a comic? What have I gotten to do because I'm a little person?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, here's your answer. Coolest thing I ever got to do, literally because I'm a dwarf, is there was one time... before I was really into comedy where I was trying to become a professional wrestler, went to one class one time. And that shit hurts. I was falling. I was like, oh, that's not a trampoline.
That's not helping.
Like, no, that hurts. But literally the next week, someone called the wrestling school and said, hey, we have a dwarf that's supposed to wrestle, but he dropped out and we need a dwarf opponent. Do you guys know anyone? They're like, yeah, we got this one guy.
Right here.
I've had one lesson. Okay. Yeah. Literally one lesson.
Oh, no.
And
dude.
I go to, it's like it's a fair somewhere in LA. And they're like, all right, you're facing this guy whose name is like the psycho clown in Spanish. And it's in Spanish because he doesn't speak
El Pollo Loco.
English. He speaks no English. So we're going over the match and we have to have a translator there. To like go over the match because we can't communicate. And bro made me look amazing.
Really?
I was the good guy. I didn't have any spandex. I didn't have an outfit. I think I was like pre John Cena wearing jorts going out there. And there was one time when I was supposed to jump from the inside of the ring to the outside of the ring, just a very basic jump. But I had so much adrenaline going that I jumped too far. He was like backing up to catch me and he caught me, but then he dropped me and my head landed on a steel guardrail.
Ah!
I had a lump. It looked like Quado from fucking. Like it looked like another animal was coming out of my head. This was a grapefruit on top of this already massive skull. But yeah, at some point I did a move called a sunset flip, pinned him, The place went
sunset
nuts.
Sunset flip.
It was awesome. Like that was where I was like, holy shit, this is cool. This is so much fun. I could see why wrestlers do this and take all the pain. And all,
oh yeah,
yeah.
I get ads on Instagram all the time for this one. It's a troupe of dwarfs who wrestle.
Yeah, and Micromania.
Yes, that's them.
They're trying to recruit me.
Bro,
I gotta do it, dude.
I mean, even like, would you commentate? I feel like that'd be fun. Like, you're so funny. That'd be great.
I would do something with them. And because of that, I've gotten to do some other things. I loved being a wrestling fan growing up. Still, I'm a wrestling fan. So I've gotten to do things with Chris Jericho has me on his cruise. It's the Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea.
Holy shit.
Pro wrestling, heavy metal, and comedy.
Oh, damn. My God.
It's awesome.
Describe the average fan on that
HPV.
the average fan single. That is the average fan on that boat.
Single, yeah. And ready to ooh. Wah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of dudes. We use some more women on that boat. lot of dudes.
Is this you doing a stunner?
Yes. That's me versus Hornswoggle.
Oh!
That was awesome. Yeah.
When was that?
That's in the middle of the ocean.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, this looks like it'd be an arena.
Yeah, and they put a ring in the middle of the
boat. Oh, my God.
In the middle
of the
boat. I
would be going insane.
Yeah.
There's also one in downtown L.A. that Whitney Cummings invites me to frequently.
Yeah. Lucha Vavoom.
Yes. Have you been? Fun?
Go.
Fun?
Go.
Okay, I'll go.
Whether you like wrestling or not, it's awesome. It's music. And a lot of people say they don't like wrestling, and I totally get why people say that. Yeah, it's fake. But then if you go and you buy in,
yeah,
it's like going to medieval times.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think that's what it is, though. You have to, once you go, all right, man, even when you go to like a magic show, you go, yes, man, yes, that dude is not a wizard. We fucking know.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But just throw that out and then you just enjoy yourself. It's
you just have fun.
Yeah,
just embrace the culture. That's why I hate people who go to comedy shows and they like fight the urge to be like, they want to leave there being like, I didn't laugh. I didn't find it funny.
Yeah.
They make it their personality instead of just like, there's so many acts that I see that I'm just like, I might not find them hilarious, but I just kind of like see what the room gives it. And then all of a sudden you catch yourself laughing at it. Like,
you buy
just gotta
in.
Be a part of
that. Who
you buy into it.
Who goes to something with that attitude of like,
I hate
I'm
those
not,
people.
I just spent money. I'm not going to like this. Like, if you go to
it's
medieval
crazy.
Times. Dude, crazy. I'll eat the chicken with my bare hands. I'll have an ale.
Yeah.
I'll sing some songs. I'll cheer for my night. It's great.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And it's also more fun to just give in to that.
God damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited to talk about Quince. This summer is one of those times where you want clothes that feel lighter, more breathable, and easy to wear, but still look put together. Quince, Quince, Quince. That's why Quince makes a lot of sense. Okay? I use this and you should too. They focus on high quality essentials without the luxury markup, so you can get pieces that feel elevated without paying the price you would normally expect from similar brands. Their European linen pants and shirts are great warm weather upgrade. Yep, let me take that again. Their European linen pants and shirts are great for warm weather upgrades, starting at just $34. They also have soft tees, lightweight cotton sweaters for cooler summer nights, and a ton of everyday basics that are easy to keep in rotation. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. We hate middlemen. We hate them. So you're paying for quality, not just a brand name. And Quince goes way above clothing too. They also have custom upholstered sofas, ceramic cookware, premium bedding, and a lot more. So it's one of those brands you end up using for a bunch of different things. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Okay, go to quince.com/stiffsocks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. Okay, that's quince.com/stiffsocks for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/stiffsocks.
Goddamn.
1,000%. Yeah, your point about magicians is spot on. Like, yeah, we know that there is a trick. If we found out how the trick is done, it's probably very basic, and we're probably like, oh, fucking, of course.
Yeah.
But for a moment, I thought you could read my mind, and that's fun.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to live in a world that's fun versus be like, oh, I hate everything. Well, all right, man, then kill it. Hey, go somewhere then. I don't understand.
What do you like? Go do that.
What do you like?
Dude, I love going to concerts, love going to pro wrestling, love going to live sporting events. It's great. And so my wife, she doesn't like the sports I like. She likes sports that are very easy for her to understand. She doesn't like a lot of rules. So she likes bull riding and strongmen. She likes PBR and strongmen.
Like, is that real?
Yes.
That does make sense. It's like you're either on the bull or you're off. Yeah. There's not a lot of like yellow cards.
Did you
ride the bull?
No. Yeah. Did you pick up the thing? That's it. So I went with her to PBR.
Dude, PBR is awesome.
Awesome.
Bro.
That's the thing.
I got to go.
I bought in. I came in, had a cowboy hat, had a belt buckle that looked like it was going to tip me over. They had pyro going off.
My man took the hat off of Woody from Toy Story and put it on his head. It fits.
That's right. It works. Dude, watching these bulls throw these Brazilian dudes 20 feet in the air.
Awesome. I went to MSG like 10 years ago, and MSG, dude, it was – you think it wouldn't be a place full of freaking cowboys because it's the middle of New York City?
Yeah.
Dude, everyone is, to what you're saying, bought in, having a great time. Dude, it's so fun.
There's so much beer.
It's also the most random events that, like, as a touring comic, you forget are in town. And they'll be like, hey, why are tickets selling slow in Milwaukee? They're like, PBR is in town.
PBR is in town.
And you're like, there's no way. And then you see all the people file in. You're like, all right, looks sick.
Do you have a story of a completely random event that was the reason you didn't sell tickets?
Savannah Bananas. I fucking hate the Savannah Bananas. Anaheim, they did two shows where the Angels played. Two shows.
Yeah.
My show, I did two, and they still sold out. God bless. Shout out to the people.
Yeah.
But they had so many fans. They took over the whole parking lot because they were day and night game. Mm-hmm. So everybody that was coming to my show was super late because they didn't know where to park. And I had to drive through their parking, and there's a gate person who's like, you here for Savannah Bananas? I was like, oh, I have a show at the Grove. And they're like,
the
well,
Grove.
This is,
I was about to say,
this is Savannah
Bananas.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
like,
right.
Well,
next
this
door.
Is Savannah Bananas only. I'm like, you stupid fucks. You guys are literally an improv troupe with a baseball. You're making a lot of money. And the owner freaks me out.
I ran into him.
He's a marketing genius,
at
by the
airport.
Way. This guy's a genius.
He was still wearing the shirt. He was still wearing
the hat.
Really?
The hat?
I think he sleeps in a dog. Like, yeah,
he's got to.
Yeah.
He fucks in it.
But he knows what
he reminds
doing.
Me of, like the yellow like runt that you would get that candy.
Oh, let's the one banana.
Yes, Savannah Bananas. Listen, what he's doing is great, and it's awesome for the kids. It's a whole family. Everybody goes, they love it.
Yeah,
but for that night of the show,
you hated him.
I hated it. Yeah. What about you?
So
it felt like
I'll never forget this one. I was this is back when West Virginia had a funny bone, and I played it, and we were selling nothing on a Saturday. And you could always count on, even if you're not selling tickets,
Saturday early.
Yeah, you'll move some tickets. Nothing. And I'm like, all right, what is this? I'm not this bad at comedy. I'm not famous yet. I'm not known. But at the same time, like, what is happening? And they went, oh, the cake boss is downtown. He sold out two shows at the theater. The cake boss? What is he? What is his show? I made a cake.
Yeah.
Like, is that?
That's not even, is it cake? Is it cake? I would be like, they could do numbers.
Yeah.
Is this a cake touring?
Yeah.
It should.
Mikey Day should absolutely be touring on the road with Is
Shout
It
out
Cake.
Shout out Mikey.
Cake
like, Boss.
The fucking Cake Boss played two shows at a theater.
It's one thing if you do one show, but when you start adding two, you go, are you not considered about the other people in your market?
1,000%.
But it's like the thing. So, but to your point, what is the show? Is the show?
I have no
you
idea.
You bring in
what
other chefs, they make a cake, and you go, "Hey, fucking."
But
sucks,
you know what? I guarantee, if any of us went to the Cake Boss show, you'd be like, "Yeah, it's kind
of
sick."
Yeah,
probably.
You know?
Probably.
Of
hey,
course.
Man,
he would jump out of the cake.
Yeah. Hey, go see my show at the Funny Bone. That's what I should
QR
have done to market my
ass.
Show.
Yeah, dude.
Missed opportunity. Dang. Like, I know at some point, like, my daughter's 6 years old right now, and at some point she's going to want to go to whatever the thing is that she wants to go see. And who am I going to be? Am I going to be the dad that's like, no, I want to go see my legacy rock act that's 75 years old still doing it? Or do I want to go see your music and have a good time?
Just give in.
Let's go. As soon as K-Pop Demon Hunters has a live show, holy shit.
K-Pop Demon Hunters on ice.
They're getting all my money. They're getting all my money.
Dude, I did that when we went to, where did we go in Spain? We went to you
Madrid,
and I
running on the balls.
Ibiza.
Ibiza. Thank
you. Ibiza.
We went there, right? And I'm not. Ibiza. I'm not a big house techno, whatever the frick the music is. I'm just not.
Yeah.
We went to like a big club, and I'm walking in. I'm like, in my back of my head, I'm like, Michael, just it's okay. Just do it. Just let it go.
Put an arm up. Do one of these. Yeah, dude, but do a fist pump.
But I went in there, and it was a massive space, obviously, and everyone's just fucking getting into it, and you feel the energy.
Yeah.
And you go. Yeah, this is cool. I don't love this music, but this is cool as shit to watch, to just be in the vibe.
You're also the odd man out if you're not doing that.
Right,
because now everyone's having a great time.
And then you look over, and then somebody's like, do you want Zemali? And they're like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you guys having such a good time.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, I went to a Pitbull concert recently, and it just has like a meme. Pitbull's got hits.
Dude, he hits.
Bangers.
But I will say, like,
bangers.
Yeah. In my head, if I go to a concert, and this is what's wrong with me, I think that I was thinking about like whatever like move I'm doing, like I'm like, imagine if nobody was here and it was just me, what I would look like. It's an insane thought.
Yeah, no,
like I'm like
it.
Doing like this, and I'm like, imagine like what if you saw somebody just doing that, like
you know what it would look like? You ever been to one of those silent discos?
Yeah.
I
would look like a GTA stripper. So I always think about that, and I'm like, dude, but everyone's here. I had a like bald cap on and the pit bull glasses, a couple drinks deep. I'm like, just let it go.
Let it go.
And then you look around, everyone else is doing it. It's so much more fun to not resist
the
cool guy energy.
That's
okay.
What's
the weirdest thing that you went to? Maybe with a girl, maybe for that.
So this guy,
family.
P. Diddy, used to have these parties. And
I went to this island one time. And
sorry, what were you saying?
But like the thing that you thought, there's no way that I will like this. And then you ended up liking this.
I mean, the thing I just mentioned, the PBR thing was probably up there. I'm like, I don't know anything about Bulls. I don't know anything about Cowboys. I don't know anything about anything. And I just had the best time of my life.
Yeah.
Trying to think of like a better one.
I went to a monster truck rally one time.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
But that sounds awesome.
It was awesome. The Tyrannosaurus made of cars came out and like picked up cars and like breathed fire. And
that's sick.
Awesome. It was sick. I forgot where I was, but it was like going on during the day. And I'm like, my show's not till 8. This thing's at 1.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Mack Weldon. Spring is that time where you start getting out of the house more, your schedule starts filling up, and you want clothes that are comfortable but still make you look put together. That's where Mack Weldon really, really makes sense. Their clothes are easy to wear, easy to style, and they work for a bunch of different situations. Okay, you can throw them on for travel, running around during the day, grabbing dinner, or just hanging out and still look good without thinking too hard about it. All right, the Ace Collection is a great example. It has that comfortable sweats feel, but it looks more elevated than regular lounge clothes. The sweatpants, hoodies, half-zip crew necks, and jackets are the kind of pieces you can wear at home, on the move, or out casually and still feel like you made an effort. Mack Weldon also has updated closet staples like stretch twill chinos and button-ups that are classic, breathable, and made to move with you. They're not flashy. They're just clean, comfortable, and built for you every day. That's why I wear Mack freaking Weldon, dude. I wore a Mack Weldon breathable shirt on the golf course a few days ago, and it was awesome. I got a bunch of compliments. Okay, so go get some Mack Weldon. Get moving with Mack Weldon, comfortable everywhere. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code SOCKS. That is MackWeldon.com. Code SOCKS.
Goddamn.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. And
yeah.
You go and you're like, and you have a great time. That and with my daughter went to see Frozen the Musical.
Mm.
Bangers.
I'm telling you, dude. But I mean, Frozen hits. Yeah. Hits.
Do you want to build a snowman? I think they went triple platinum.
Triple.
I think Metro Boomin produced that. I'm trying to think. That's such a good question. I would say probably that Pitbull thing was the most like random. But I'm trying to. I've definitely been to some other like random shit. That's not kind of clocking right now.
I went to a Janet Jackson concert where I was like, hits.
Yeah.
Hits. I'm in the audience like trying to do the Rhythm Nation thing. Like,
dude, that's actually really good.
Like it was just it's a blast. You give in and you fucking have a good time.
I went to the Magic Castle.
Yes.
That sounds sick.
I love that.
No, and I've only been one time and I went because people invited me and I'm like, dude, just let's go. And I had a drink which I never drink, but I had a drink at my apartment before I went because I had that moment. I'm like, dude, Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Let me just have a drink. Let me just have a good. And as soon as I walked in, dude, they're doing tricks. I'm like, yeah, everyone's magic.
Yeah.
How about that? Everyone's magic. Great.
I tell you what, when it comes to magic, I love the close up guys. Those are my favorites.
So much skill, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's so much skill. The guys I don't like are the magicians that have like a box on a stage and then they have to do the rant before the trick. And the rant's always like, the ancient Mayans believed the soul could be transferred from one place. And I'm like, right. Shut up and do the fucking trick.
Yep. Fast forward.
You're not doing the trick. The box is doing the trick.
Right.
Yep. Like there's something in that box that's doing some shit. Like the guy with the cards and everything like that, that's unbelievable. I love those.
I want to try the mentalist stuff because those are the ones that really kind of freak me out. Yeah. He seems to be like the guy right now.
Is it O's or Oz?
Oz.
We've lived our whole lives OZ being pronounced Oz. And then I said Oz one time. Yeah, the mentalist, Oz, with all the football teams. And someone corrected me. It was like, it's O's. I'm like,
I think it is O's.
Is it?
It's O's? O's Club, yeah.
It's OZ.
Nobody O's.
That's Oz.
We're doing puns.
Nobody
doing
O's.
Puns.
Pun comedy. But that's good. One where it's like, you see a clip and you go, yeah, but surely somebody tipped him off that his best friend's middle name was Jarrett or something. I want to just like meet him in an elevator unprompted and be like, What's
my dead grandma's name? Go.
He would probably get that.
But he said a million times.
How did you get that?
I'm a mentalist. He, good actor. But he said a million, dude, he said a million times that he's not magic.
Yeah.
He picks up on little things and he takes you down a journey so he can guess.
Yeah. The magicians that I know, because I've gotten to know a few because a few years ago I was in a Cirque du Soleil show.
Holy shit!
And it was called Matt Apple. It's still running, but
Matt Applebox.
Yeah, that's the porn parody.
Thank you. You said there's a porn parody.
Yeah, I was just doing stand up in it. I wasn't doing.
Oh,
like,
sick!
Yeah, I wasn't like.
Yeah, what were you assuming? He was a cannonball.
Wee wee.
No. See, that was a butterfly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was doing stand-up in it, but we had some magicians, and they were showing me tricks backstage, and a couple times they showed me how to do it, and when they did, it's always disappointing.
I know.
Yeah, it's always basic. Oh, there's a thing right here. I'll say one trick, and it's not going to magic expose, whatever. So
a
friend of mine, he has this wooden stick figure on his hand, and he does the rant where he's like, you know, whatever, they believe they could raise the dead. I think we're going to raise the dead here. And then slowly the figure on his hand just starts to stand up.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy fuck, like, that's insane. That's amazing. And then he looks at me and goes, you want to know how I do it? And I go, yeah, okay, how do you do it?
No.
It's literally, now this is actually some respect. It's a hook that is sharp, it goes into his hand.
Ow.
And when he tenses his muscle, the thing stands up. And I'm like,
hold on, the hook is in his hand like a like a fishing hook type of thing?
Like it stabs his hand.
Yo.
And then when he tenses a muscle, and then he did it to me, it doesn't hurt.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't.
I see so many of these videos online where they show a magic trick and then it like cuts to a different magician but showing how it's done.
Yeah. I like it.
And I love watching it, but that's the only thing where the end result is sadder than the initial result.
All right. Which do you feel worse? I hope I know the answer. Watch, because I feel bad when I'm watching a magician like explain how another magician does his tricks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad.
I don't like it.
So like, that, which is worse, watching that or watching like looking at some actress's nudes that leaked that she didn't want to leak?
I don't know how these are connected.
I mean, you go on Twitter and you scroll, there's going to be some.
Yeah.
Some of both.
But everything's
I feel horrible.
No one knows what's happening anymore.
That's very, I don't know. I can't trust anything now.
I don't trust anyone.
Anything's on AI. Oh, did you see this video of this thing happening? Like, everything is AI. You can't trust anything. I'm not even a dwarf. This is all of a sudden, I zip. I'm David Blaine.
Yeah. You just lost your legs eating those pineapple Kool-Aid bites, and now you're here.
You know what's so funny to me, though, magicians is like, they have like, you know, they do like a trick with like seven balls, whatever. In my head, I'm like, that motherfucker walked in this party with seven rubber balls in his pants. Like, that's always a funny thing.
Don't check
thing
his
to me.
Sleeve.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, in some location, he just had that. And he's had that ready.
He just keeps it in it. He has a wooden nickel in his pocket all at all times. It's just so funny to me.
And at some point, he whether he's working or not, it's always like.
It's always there.
You got, all right.
I feel like I'd have such a big ego if I was a magician. Because sure. You're doing something so simple to you, and then the reactions you're getting are huge. Like, well, you're doing that at a party?
I mean, we're kind of doing that.
We are doing comedy. That. Yeah, we're pretending.
Well, you should have a massive ego. Times. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
exactly. And we have massive egos. You have to have a massive ego in this business. We walk on stage, whether it be in front of 100 people, 1,000 people, whatever. Like, and you're telling 1,000 people, hey, shut the fuck up for like an hour just let me talk.
Oh, yeah, I guess the magic trick is the joke. Yeah.
Yes.
You thought I was going to do this, but I said
but
that.
You thought I was going to
totally. Zeke. But there is like, it's like a magician. Like, I've been to some parties where it's like a magician will almost like corny and be like, you want to see a trick? And you're like, but as a comedian, you would never be like, corny and be like, you want to hear a joke? Like, the last thing we ever want to do is tell jokes outside of the stage.
Very true.
Anytime anyone goes, do you want to hear a joke? It's immediately followed with something racist.
Like, where are you hanging out?
It's never like some knock-knock joke.
Man.
Like, which is a racist knock-knock joke?
We'll do it in the meet and greet. Everyone's like, I got one for you. Go,
No.
Because
I'm going to
cameras here.
Because I'm going to fake laugh at this joke just to appease you.
The funny thing is, I tell them. I tell them, I go, don't, because it's going to be racist. And they go, don't. It's not. And I go, I'm not going to fake laugh. So I'm just letting you know I'm not going to fake laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And
it starts out with, what's the difference between a Latino? And you're like, no.
So this Jewish black guy. And I'm like, no, stop.
Okay, what about Drake are you going to tell me? But also, they're always like knock-knock jokes where you're like, are people still knocking? Are we still knock-knock joking? Like, when was the last time a new knock-knock joke has been written?
As the father of a six-year-old, knock-knock jokes kill.
Crush.
Of course.
Oh, dude, that's interesting. You're like...
Basic.
You're a professional joke writer, but like, you like hit your head with your car keys, and your daughter's like, this guy's murdering.
Popsicle stick jokes.
Oh, yes. Damn.
Yeah. My daughter was telling this joke. She was going around school... And just telling this joke, like, this is... And
it's so funny. It was a Chris Rock N-word joke versus whatever.
It was.
Like, that's what your daughter's
walking
around.
Hard R.
It was actually Kramer Live at the Laugh Factory.
White problematic. She was doing an entire Bruce set. But
with the towel and everything.
Yeah, with the towel and everything. She was just going around being like, why is the robot mad? Because someone pushed his buttons. And she was cracking up. And her classmates were cracking up.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm sitting there like... I'm a professional fucking comedian.
Oh, you were in the back?
Oh, you were there?
That shit's, it's an AI joke. Anybody can say that. Yeah.
It's hack.
Does your daughter kind of know the ins and outs of everything your job entails? Or
nothing.
Okay.
She knows nothing.
How much like she knows?
She's six.
Knows dad joke boy.
Yeah. She knows I got to go to work on weekends, and then I come home on Sunday or Monday. That's pretty much it. We were out at Chuck E. Cheese and
without your daughter just being weird.
Yeah, just I was just there. Great pizza. I was performing
the
in the
pizza
band.
Is good.
And like this family came up and they had recognized me and they came up and they like wanted like they want to take photos and stuff and I did. And then my daughter just kind of looked at me like, Daddy, why do they know you?
Yeah.
And I was like, I do a lot of gay porn.
You ever heard of wrestling?
Yeah. Hey. But like I told her like, daddy performs. And so she knows I perform.
Right.
But she's not quite sure. She's seen photos of me, I've shown her a video of me on my Instagram, like walking out and there's a crowd there.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know why they're there.
She's like, Dad, that's AI. Like, how do you know about AI?
You don't know.
It's like jobs and our daughter's brain.
Yeah, your robot joke sucks.
I was there, damn it. But yeah, she knows like that I perform, but not necessarily what I do. And I'm totally fine with that. Now, my nephew just got old enough to where his friends now know, like,
oh no,
oh, Brad Williams is your uncle.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
So, like, they're like, I'm killing with the 12-year-olds would sound like a weird sentence to say. I don't like saying that at all. But, yeah, like that he was kind of like not aware of what I did for the longest time, and now he is firmly aware. And when I go over there, all he has is questions. Like, all he has questions. And, like, who's – and they just want to know about –
they
like,
want to know who do you know.
Yes. That's
Have you
it.
Met Dave Chappelle?
Yes, yes. That's all that, all of that, and do you know the Kill Tony guys? I'm like, you're 12. Wow.
Yeah.
How are you aware of this? But yeah, that's all. That's always shocking, dude. Like sometimes, do you guys ever get like because we all play theaters, clubs are different because they have drinking laws and you got to be over the age of 21 to get in most of the time. Theaters like. 8-year-olds come to the shows.
It's so
Bro,
weird,
I just
dude.
Shot a special in the first show. There was a child crying, and I go, "Please, no!" I spent too much money on production to have my audio. And, and she was great, and she took the kid out.
Yeah,
shot it, but took the kid out.
I wanted to go.
No,
see the
took
show.
The kid out, and what? You know, it wasn't a problem the rest of the show.
Yeah,
but yeah, and sometimes like you're like, what? But that's what's so interesting. It's like you'll look out, at least for myself, I'll look out in the front row, and there's like a dad who absolutely loves me, and then there's like his 9-year-old kid who also loves myself, which is beautiful because you're bringing them together. And then I feel like I have to like censor myself
a little bit,
and then they're like, nah, he loves your shit.
He loves that thing you did with Angela White.
Call him a bitch.
If I see it and I comment on how young the person is, I immediately need to like let the audience know that the dad or the mom is okay with him being there.
Right.
Because then it allows all the audience to know, oh, we can still laugh. Because if you say like, yo, this kid's 10 and you don't address that they're like, that their parents are okay with this,
right.
Then I feel like they just get so weird.
Yes.
Which is funny because you're like, what 10-year-old unaccompanied would you show up? Or maybe.
Yeah.
What 10-year-old has the money to afford our tickets? Am I right?
Hey, with these Live Nation deals. Just kidding. Live Nation gave me tickets to Pitbull. I love you. So what has that happened to you in that circumstance?
Yeah, because there's not a lot of little people performers out there like doing live.
Oh,
touring.
You're like, is that a baby? They're like, I'm 43.
Yeah. Like, what's happening? Oh shit! But a lot of like dwarf kids are coming to see me. Like their parents who are average size go, oh, let's bring you to see the dwarf performer because that's like you and stuff. And it's when they know what I do, it's great. When they're aware of it, when it's just, well, he's a dwarf, you're a dwarf, let's say, oh God, the language. Like that, like that's when it's terrifying.
God damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Golden Nugget Online Casino. If you play slots and like having more choice in how you use your spins, they have something new called Flex Spins. The idea is simple. Instead of being locked into one specific slot, Flex Spins lets you earn and redeem spins on the slots you actually want to play. New Golden Nugget players can get 500 flex spins on their choice of over 100 slots. You just play $5 to unlock 50 spins a day for 10 days. That is crazy incredible. And you can use those flex spins across a bunch of popular slots, including Huff and More Puff, Cash Eruption, Cleopatra, and more. So if you already have favorite games or you want to try a few different ones, the choice is yours. Download the app today and sign up with code STIFFSOCKS to make any moment golden. In partnership with Golden Nugget Online Casino, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Non-withdrawable spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days. Valid for select games only and expire each day after 24 hours. See terms at goldennuggetcasino.com/promos. Ends June 28th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time.
Goddamn.
But, yeah, there's been a lot of cool stories where like people have brought their young dwarf children to see me because it's like they don't have a lot of
examples. Really see, but
awesome.
Yeah, and that makes me feel good because I think, wow, at my age or when I was that age, what that would have been so cool to see someone who looks like me doing that.
Yeah, like represent. You feel seen. You feel represented.
More than just the Lollipop Guild and the Lullaby League. Like truly representing. Truly representing.
And a tough act to follow. I mean, you rip on stage, so it's fun to watch.
It's fun. I have. Thank you. That's very nice of you to say. It's always. We're living in such a wonderful time right now with stand-up, because it used to be like, at first, the only comic playing huge arenas was like Dice, and then for a while it was Chris Rock, Fluffy, and it was Dane, Fluffy. Now it's like you can name 12 comics doing
never heard
arenas.
Of. They've never heard of doing
How
arenas.
How are there comics doing arenas where I'm like, who's this person?
Yeah.
And they're doing stand-up.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's so cool.
I love that.
So when crowdwork really came out and then other crowdwork people started coming out, I feel like the OG crowdwork people were like, what? This is my...
Yeah.
Is there anybody in your lane that you're even like worried about or even know about or have competition with?
Yeah. So one guy who...
And we can bleep his name if the beef is that serious.
No, leave it in. We're friends.
Dinklage.
Yeah, Dinklage. If that guy ever does stand-up, fuck me, I'm done. But the opening act for Nate Bargatze.
Yes.
Nick Nowicki.
I love him, dude. He's
so great. I saw him at Comedy and Magic years and years ago.
Yeah.
Dude, he's awesome.
Great. Maybe it was you. I don't know.
And Nick and I have been friends. This is the funny part. Nick and I have been friends since we were 8. And,
really?
And we're both doing stand-up.
He's also a California guy?
I don't think he is now, but I don't think he was. But
no, because I knew we first met in New York. I think he was a New York guy for a while.
Yeah. Well, like we were going to conventions. Nick and I would meet at conventions.
Oh, cool.
And then we were all, like, we didn't know. And all of a sudden, he started doing comedy, like, a year or so before me. And then I saw him, in, I think, at a talent show one time at the convention. I was like, that's pretty cool. And then I started doing it. And now we're both doing it. We're both successful. It's fucking wild.
That's awesome. That's but there was awesome. Never any moment of, like...
Oh.
What the fuck?
Probably.
He's got a chiseled... Dude, he's got a great jawline, chiseled face.
Good-looking guy.
Good-looking guy.
He gets way more acting roles than I do. So,
really?
Yeah. There might be a little bit of... But, no, Nick is fucking awesome. And the fact that he's a great guy and he's really talented...
Yeah, I feel like Nate really knows who he's bringing along.
Yeah.
He vets him pretty hard.
Yeah, so it's like...
You cuss once and you're done. The whistleblower.
So the fact that we're both doing it and we're both doing it well, I encourage other little people to do it. There was one time I was doing a show at the Houston Improv. I'm on stage and I see another little person in the audience and I start cracking on him. But then he starts slinging it back at me. And I'm like, the fuck? And I go, what do you do? What do you do for a living? He goes, I'm a comic. And I go, bro, do you play here at the Houston Improv? He goes, no. And I go, get up here right now.
That's awesome.
Sick.
I invite him up on stage.
I love some shit like that.
Gave him the mic and like, hey, he's going to do some time. He does like 5-7 minutes, gets a standing ovation.
Yes.
And then I found out the club started booking him after that. And
that's
awesome. Beautiful.
I will shout him out. And this is his real name. I promise you, I've seen his ID. This is his real name. He's a dwarf comedian and his legal name is Clinton Shorter.
Sir.
That's just God having fun.
That is God having fun because the last name you can't really pick.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit if you want to take the other, but like a first name, so much flexibility.
I've met his dad. His dad's last name,
Shorter. The fact
that
his first name isn't YouTube is crazy.
YouTube Shorter? Well, if he has a YouTube special, it's got to be called
that.
It's got to be called that, man.
Yeah. Wow. So
I love a moment like that, man.
Yeah.
Because that could have gone also horribly south.
Horribly south. Because one of the only rules we have is never give up the microphone.
Never.
Right.
That's like, oh, no.
But also,
he
says he's a comedian. You don't know if that means like one open mic or he's been doing it for like 7 years. And
right.
Really,
yeah. He goes up on stage and goes, I have thoughts on the blacks. And you're like, oh, sweet Jesus, no.
You didn't start with knock, knock.
Exactly. So, but
that's beautiful.
Thankfully,
man.
Turned out okay, and was really like a really cool experience. Now I want those types of experiences where now I've been doing it 20 years, and so now there's gonna be little people that see me and then try to do it.
It's awesome.
I want that. I want
that's
that.
Great, man.
Yeah, as long as it's not my kid.
Really? Oh no.
No, if she does it, it'd be great. I just don't want it to be like if she wants to do it. Have her be like a legacy act or something where it's like she gets like I don't want people to come see her because it's Brad Williams' daughter. I want her to really be funny and really do it. And she likes performing. That's terrifying to me. We were on a Disney cruise, not working. And
I had 1,000 jokes. So.
And there was this like little arts and crafts thing that we were doing and there was a stage in the room. She immediately runs up on the stage, starts singing, dancing, and like performing for the people there. And then she yells, she goes, "Daddy, come dance with me." And I'm like, one day you're not going to yell that. So, yep, okay. So I go up, start dancing, and you literally heard people in the audience go, "Wait, is that Brad Williams?"
Yeah.
you see two dwarves performing on a Disney cruise. You're like, well, of course. Yes. This is great. But yeah, so she does love to perform. When we have parties, she has a little karaoke machine. Yeah. She sings it. It's adorable, and I'm in trouble.
It runs in the blood, man. That's awesome.
It really does. It really does. So yeah, she likes. I'm hoping that she also likes to do what her mom does. That my wife does and becomes a martial artist. That'd be so great.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
wife's a martial artist.
Yeah, fourth dawn black belt.
I've only heard two.
What was the middle?
Fourth dawn.
Fourth dawn black belt in
dawn?
Taekwondo. It's like it's
how much higher does it go than that? Or is that
I don't know, man.
That's the ceiling.
Yeah, that she's good. Let's just say she wins all the arguments.
Oh my god, you wouldn't get a word out of me.
I wouldn't even start one.
Yeah, I just go, "You're right, honey." And but then, if you know we're laying in bed at night and there's a noise somewhere in the house, I just look at her and go, "You're up."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got four belts.
Yeah, you got four dongs. Get up there.
Four dongs, like it's some sort of octa. So I hope that she gets skills from both of us in that way.
That's awesome. Verbal skills and then physical skills.
Damn.
That's awesome. Do you want to jump into some questions?
Yeah. Adrian wants to know, if you got arrested tomorrow, what would your friends assume you did?
If you got arrested tomorrow, what would your friends think you did?
That's a great question.
Probably
ordering off the kids menu.
Is that illegal? Because I've definitely broken that law. There are some pizzas on those menus.
You have to shave for an audition. Yeah, you're like, fuck it, I'm 13 and under.
Perfect. Well, definitely not Grand Theft Auto. I can't steal a car unless there's another dwarf who also runs the
Brad Williams on
the
stole a lime scooter.
Brad Williams and Nick Nowicki.
I'd say drunk in public.
That's great.
That's fun.
That's probably, if Ron White can get arrested for that, I'd probably get arrested for that too.
But it made a great bit.
Yeah, man.
Made for a great bit.
Hey, man. I've never been arrested, but there's a time where there might be something where I go, okay, I need a new 15 minutes. Let's do some shit.
Let's go to Renaissance Fair and just drink.
Yeah.
What do you think yours would be?
Probably something along that, because I get mouthy when I'm drunk. I don't feel like that at all. But like I get chirpy when I'm drunk. And I'll say shit I can't back up. Like a security guard would be like, "You got to move," and I'm like, "I'll shoot your family." Like, it's crazy.
Wow. So you don't? There's no slow escalation for you?
No. I mean, it's right out of nowhere. Like I like to think I'm a pretty calm, collected guy, just day by day, and then I have a couple drinks is there, and then it's just like it's authority figures when I'm drunk. It's this happened last summer, and it's like I laugh about this moment still, but we got invited to a table at this place somewhere in Spain I don't even know what it was. Get invited to a table, and then the table next to him is right next to DJ booth. Good friend of mine, John Summit. I've met him once, not good friends, but Naperville representative. Their table was one table closer to his table, and this is like a coveted place. The kids go, "Trevor, come on over here, right? Come to our table." Their mom, they were like college kids. Their like mom or dad of the group was there, and she goes, "I don't know him. You got to go. Get away!" Like shooing me, and I go, "Your kid said he was a fan of mine. He invited me over. Like, why are you getting mad at me? Get mad at them." And she goes, "I don't care. Get him out." There's some security guard there that goes like, "But you got to go." I go, "Don't fucking touch me." I go, "When are you off work if you want to do this?" Like, it's
when are you off work? That's hilarious.
I'm talking like levels, like light years out of my realm.
Also, we all have the benefit but also detriment of being a stand-up comedian. So it's like we fire back. There's always times when it's like,
"What do you do for a living?"
Yeah. It's like,
"Are you guys together? How long?"
But yeah, I probably get mouthy. And in college, I got punched in the face twice from being a mouthy drunk kid. So like, I think it would be that. It would be some
You mouthed off. And there was a brouhaha.
Yeah,
ass.
what would you get arrested
100%
for?
100% be in some capacity me holding my dog or my dog in the bag and then someone telling me I can't bring my dog somewhere.
Okay.
And then me losing my fucking mind. There's something, I'm already kind of on the edge all the time. I don't need alcohol to be on the edge with authority figures. But if I have my dog for some reason, dude, if I have my dog, I immediately get like, I'm the dad, this is my daughter, and you tell me I can't bring my dog. I go to 10 so fast for no reason. The amount of screaming matches with stewardesses because I can't, sir, can you please put your dog, or can you please put that bag under, I mean, there's a fucking dog in here. You want me to kill my, like, it's crazy.
You go, you make that jump.
Dude, so fast.
What kind of dog is she?
It's a chihuahua. It's like an 11-pound chihuahua.
So you could literally fit her anyway.
And dude, I bring her on the road with me all the time. She's right on the road, but it's like, but it is something with the authority for sure. I have like this odd respect thing that I need to worry about if fixing therapy, but also with my dog.
Yeah.
The dad part of me comes in and the authority thing, and then I'm on DEFCON 1000 or 1. I forget which direction it goes.
Yeah.
That I'm fear, like, yeah, I mean, it's definitely that.
So if someone punches someone and there's a chihuahua involved, that's when we're going to see your your mugshot.
Yeah. Clips will be all over TikTok.
Oh, my God. Yeah, TikTok comedian just chokes out someone for no reason. Yeah, that would definitely be it. We got a next one?
Yeah, and then this is going to be the secret sock.
Secret sock.
Just anonymous confession.
Yes. Ooh, okay.
Did you see Tom Brady's new drink that just dropped? It's a coconut water called Good Nut with the slogan, "It's a delicious mouthful." I can't wait to try it.
Okay.
You're lying.
I did see this, actually. It's called Good Nut, and it's coconut water.
Wait. So that's, we have to determine if this is real or fake?
It's real.
No, so it is real.
I think they just want our opinion on it. I'll tell you what, Giselle is not having that drink. I'll tell you that much.
No, her name is Giselle.
She had it.
From a yoga instructor.
Doesn't want it anymore. Yes.
Sure,
On Pornhub?
Are you launching another celebrity seltzer brand?
No, I'm launching a brand new coconut water. It's actually really good.
Oh, what's it called?
So we called coconut farmers in Vietnam for this one, which, when you care about ingredients, it's kind of a huge deal.
No, not who you called, what's it called?
You called me!
Okay, just tell me what it's called, Tom.
When you have a product this good, it doesn't matter what it's called, okay?
Yeah, it kind of does.
I mean...
Wait.
Good Nut.
Good Nut?
Good Nut.
Bro. It's... Bro.
Excuse me?
I mean,
okay.
He should absolutely have a pineapple flavor.
And an upside down pineapple flavor.
He should also go to a massage parlor and get it out.
Yeah, he...
I'm sure it's fine. It's coconut water. I don't think...
But it's what he wants is this right here, talking about it. It's like, crazy name. Yeah, I would name it that same thing.
Right.
I'd call it Bukkake Nut. Like, at this point, like, if we're going to get clips here, like, go as crazy as possible. I mean,
there's got to be a flavor called Deflategate. There's got to be.
I mean, the owner got busted for a hand job, so you should call it Kraft Nut.
I love it.
Kraft coconut?
It is interesting because...
Crafted by coconut.
The reason that they named this is obviously what you were saying is because, talk about it, which is a crazy swing. And for Tom Brady to sign off on it is crazy. Because Tom Brady didn't name this or invent this drink.
No.
He was just pitched this.
Well, he had a night with Alex Earl, and afterwards he's like, that was a good nut. Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. That's something I'll call something that also goes in people's mouths.
Dude, I respect the man for being a workhorse as he is. I mean, he's got 7 Super Bowls. He's still so active. He's commentating.
He's still kissing
games.
His kids.
You know, on the mouth. He's doing everything he can to stay busy and not think about his wife. You know, you're like, what is his work ethic and why? You don't need to work anymore. You're 7-time Super Bowl champion. And then you're like, probably gets quiet around the house.
Because I guess Giselle has all the kids.
I don't know where the kids are.
Yeah. Imagine being one of his kids and being like, yeah, dad, you're retired. You can finally go to my games. He's like, no.
I'm commentating the XFL next week in Canada.
I gotta commentate XFL. Yeah, I gotta go pitch a coconut water. Or I gotta go talk shit about Kevin Hart. Like, I've got a very busy schedule.
Dude, I would be in the same position.
Go to your game. Like, just
which son are you?
Yeah. Your lips suck.
Put on some chapstick next time. That's an episode. Brad Williams, where can people buy tickets?
Yeah, bradwilliamscomedy.com. That's where my tour schedule is. It's the Tall Tales Tour. It is a worldwide tour. We're heading over to Europe in December, going to England, Scotland, Sweden, Germany, Norway. We're going to a few places. So
that's awesome.
By all means, go there. Watch my new special, Live on Short Street, which is also on my YouTube channel. We called it Live on Short Street because we shot it in Lexington, Kentucky, and the theater was on Short Street. We did not plan that.
We showed up,
we looked up, and I thought they were fucking with me.
The same way your buddy, the comedian, had the last name, that's a nice little tip from God, being like, hey,
don't
make the special that much better.
Exactly.
What theater was it?
The Lexington Opera House in Lexington, Kentucky. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I fucking love
It was great. I'll never forget it because it's on Short Street. So, watch and enjoy that special.
And when you go on flights, does the seat matter?
Well, first of all, he's on a paper airplane. So,
and I just.
BradWilliamsComedy.com for tickets.
Floating around here.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.